With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. An anti-mining group is trying to get Oneida County towns to oppose sulfide mining in the county and oppose looser laws on the practice statewide. So far, five Oneida County towns have signed on. Ben Meyer reports.
The towns of Lynn, Cajun, Nokomis, Newbold, and Lake Tomahawk have all approved the resolution. Mining opponent Carl Fate says the measure is being considered by several other towns, too.
What we're looking for ultimately here is to have the county take a position against sulfide mining and then ask for the repeal of Act 134.
Act 134 is a 2017 Wisconsin law that eased the process for potential mining companies in the state. Potential metallic mining in Oneida County gained attention again in 2020 when Badger Minerals drilled on land near the Wolf River as part of an exploration project. But the anti-mining group points to a 2018 countywide referendum, which showed voters were overwhelmingly opposed to mining on county-owned land in the town of Lynn. Fate says this effort is an extension of that vote.
The support that we've seen for the resolution, I think, more than anything else, simply reflects the same thing we saw with the referendum question.
The city of Rhinelander is the latest to consider the non-binding resolution. It discussed the matter at this week's Common Council meeting, but tabled it to allow alderpersons to get more feedback from their constituents. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
Phase 1B of Wisconsin's COVID-19 vaccination effort is underway. Starting on Monday, anyone 65 and older could begin receiving the vaccine. At local pharmacies like Triggs, the number of people on wait lists far outstrips the number of people who have actually received the shot. Jeff Something is the director of pharmacy at Triggs. He estimates the store's pharmacies have administered about 50 COVID-19 vaccines since Monday. That's not a lot, says Suppen, especially considering the vaccine's high demand.
This over 65 group is going to take quite a while to do.
Wisconsin's hometown pharmacies are in a similar situation. Abby Lindy is their director of clinical services. Her store received 25 doses of the vaccine.
We have the capacity to do much more than what we are currently being allocated.
She says hometown pharmacies are training technicians to administer the vaccine, but without more supply, they can't put shots into arms any faster.
We want to, you know, get everybody their vaccination as quickly as they want it. Like, that's what we want also. If we had the vaccine, we would be giving it as fast as we could.
For now, both Suppen and Lindy are asking for patience as people seek the COVID-19 vaccine. This week, the Marathon County Library Board voted 4-3 to leave the Wisconsin Valley Library System and join the South Central Library System. There still needs to be a public hearing and a Marathon County Board vote before the change can happen, but some libraries in the Northwoods worry the decision could negatively impact them. Seven counties currently make up the WVLS, with Marathon County being the largest. Dominic Frandup is the director of the Antigo Public Library. He says the other libraries in the WVLS depend on Marathon County.
Disruption of services would be by far the biggest thing. And then, you know, how to rebuild or reform after that would really determine how services played out for our library patrons.
Marathon County Library Director Ralph Illick says there are a lot of reasons he wants to make the move. The two biggest ones are cost and level of service Marathon County would get from South Central Library System.
We would like to be in a system that has similarly sized libraries that we could work with and collaborate with about shared interests.
The decision about the potential move now goes to the Marathon County Extension, Education, and Economic Development Committee for consideration. There will still need to be a public hearing. The Marathon County Board of Supervisors would then need to pass it with a two-thirds majority. The National Honor Flight will postpone all flights through June 30th. According to a Facebook post, the Board of Directors made the decision for several reasons, including the status of the vaccine rollout. They say other factors, including group gathering restrictions in the D.C. area and the National Park Service not issuing group gathering permits at this time. Around 600 veterans have been told or have been on hold for their honor flight trip, many of whom have already waited a few years. Mike Thompson is the Never Forgotten Honor Flight president.
It's going to be special, obviously, having waited for however long it may end up being, a year and a half or so.
The Never Forgotten Honor Flight usually takes flight four times per year in north central Wisconsin, including April and May. The flight takes veterans on the trip of a lifetime to see the monuments created in their honor in Washington, D.C. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Our forecast today, partly sunny with a high near 24. Tonight, a chance of flurries, mostly cloudy with steady temperatures around 14. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.